Welcome to Reality of the Rose with your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 97 of Reality of the Rose. I'm your host, Natalie Sprink. Well, if you were paying attention, I skipped last week. And not gonna lie, it was basically because I was lazy to find content and just didn't pursue it enough because I was just, well, busy with other things and I just didn't. So I was going to bring you a Rose interview and had to wait on that. Hopefully I have that guest coming yet. And so anyway, this week I'm coming at you with my standard sort of basically temporary permanent co-host Allie. She's helping me out again this week, and we are sort of going to recap the second half of Love is Blind, including the reunion. So we don't go episode by episode. We just more go couple by couple and our thoughts on the couples and our thoughts on the season as a whole. But we start off by again getting an update from Allie on her this past weekend. She had a big weekend with my niece Grace, who went to New York to visit her. They saw a concert. You may guess what concert that was. Yes, it was Taylor Swift, but they did some other things too. So we kind of talk a little bit about that. And then we get into Love is Blind, and that's that. We've only got a few weeks before Charity's season starts. I'm also very, very, very excited for The Golden Bachelor, which is coming this fall. I cannot explain how excited I am for this because I cannot wait to see how this, what kind of reality TV this generation gives us. They weren't born and raised on reality TV. Maybe they've watched The Bachelor, but it just seems like this will be a whole different show. I cannot wait to recap it. So, but that's not till this fall. Before that, we have Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise. So, I have a few more weeks of content. I'm hoping to procure a couple more Rose interviews before then. I'll figure something out. So anyway, for the time being, this is our episode. So, stay tuned as Allie and I have another chat. Hello, Allie.
Hi.
We meet again. You're like my go-to. You should just be like a permanent, semi-permanent co-host.
My 9-to-5 ends, and then I become a co-host of a podcast.
Yeah. At least it's...
Well, actually, my 9-to-6 now.
Oh, boy.
My 9-to... Well, it's not, oh, boy. It's not actually anything, like, nothing is... changing. We just started summer hours, so now I have summer Fridays.
Oh,
which means that basically I work 9-to-6 on Monday through Thursday, and then on Fridays I get off at 2.
At what time?
2.
So that started like now after Memorial Day.
Yeah, it starts after Memorial Day and then ends after Labor Day.
Nice. That's a nice little perk.
Yeah. So I'll be done with work every Friday at 2 p.m., which is going to be really nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Well, we're here to recap Love is Blind, but first of all, it's not really going to be a recap of episodes. I'm going to more have you, because I never finished that, so I hate starting something and not finishing it. Even though I know a lot of people, probably most people, if they started watching the season, they probably have already ended it quite a while ago. But I didn't want to just recap the first 6 episodes and then just drop it. So
yeah,
we'll go through a couple by couple recap. But first, I noticed that you're wearing a very nice sweatshirt there, Allie.
Yeah.
Tell me about where you got that sweatshirt.
Well, this weekend I had the pleasure and honor of going to not one, but 2 Taylor Swift concerts at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey.
Well, and
So.
from what I see and have seen on social media, after you told me already yourself, I have seen all kinds of social media about how many celebrities were there. Specifically, it made it sound like Saturday night, but maybe it was over the course of the whole of both nights, maybe.
There,
But
well, she was there for 3 nights, and there were celebrities at all 3 nights.
oh, gotcha. I didn't realize she was there 3 nights.
Yeah, she was there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So there was tons. Did you happen to see any?
I did not see any celebrities. The celebrities, whenever the celebrities come, they all get to sit in this special little tent down on the floor. And the floor has a separate entrance in the stadium and like separate concessions and bathrooms and even merch, I think. So it's pretty separated. So I didn't see any of them like up close in person, but like I could see their tent.
The one video that I saw two, and I wasn't like looking hard, but two of them that I happened to see was Aaron Rodgers, like
Oh yeah.
totally getting into, I forget what it's song. It might have even been
I think it was like Love Story or something.
yes, it
I
was
saw
Love
that too.
Story. That's what it was. It was Love Story. And
Yeah.
he was obviously very into it. And then I also saw a video of Molly Ringwald there with some kid. Do
Who's
you know who
Molly
that is?
Ringwald? The ice
So
skater?
no. The movie Pretty in Pink from a long time, like the 80s. Did you ever watch Pretty in Pink? That's sort of like a it's sort of like a classic 80s movie, Pretty in Pink, kind of almost as much as The Breakfast Club, really. And she
Well,
was
maybe I've seen
Well, she was also in The Breakfast Club. Molly Ringwald was the redhead with the short red hair.
Oh, yes. Okay, I
Yeah.
know who you're talking about.
So she, I it's funny I said that because she's in that too.
Paul Rudd was there, I think.
Yes, I saw that.
Bradley Cooper was there.
Cara Knight.
Miles Teller, Cara Delevingne.
Yeah.
What's his name? Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton was there.
Shawn Mendes with Camila, what's her
Camila
name?
Cabello. Yeah, they were all there. There was a
So
lot
what
of
was
people there.
so I mean, I know it was like phenomenal, but do you have any specific phenomenal like things that you would like to point out for
Well,
anybody that
so
cares?
I went to 2 nights. I went to Friday and Saturday. And I had seats in different spots of the stadium. So it was really an interesting experience because I got to see the concert from two different spots in the stadium. I was in the 200 level for Friday night, and then I was in the 300 level for Saturday night. And I was on this like the right side of the stage if she's looking out. Like not far right, but the more right than middle. And then on Saturday night I was in the middle at the top. So it was really cool to go both nights because there was different things that I paid attention to both nights. But on Friday night we actually got to hear Getaway Car for anyone that knows what that is. That's a huge deal because that's like one of her most popular songs, and that's not on the set list. And so everyone was like waiting for her to sing that. And she sang it, but not only did she sing it, but she brought out her like he's he do you know the band The Bleachers?
No.
Well, so there's a band called The Bleachers, and he's in that, but his name is Jack Antonoff. And anyone that's like a major Taylor Swift fan probably would know about him. I don't want to like say that 100%, but I'm pretty sure that if you're a Taylor Swift fan, you know who I'm talking about. Anyway, she brought him out for Getaway Car because they wrote the song together. And he like played the guitar and sang some parts of it with her, whatever. So that was really cool. To see that and just the song in general would have been good, but to see it with him. And then she sang Maroon, which is a song from Midnight that's also really popular, but is not on the set list. So everyone was really excited about that song. And then she brought out Ice Spice for Karma, because she just released a new rendition of Karma with Ice Spice the rapper, like the night before she came to, excuse me, MetLife. So she brought out someone else, which was crazy. And then she also let us see the music video to that song before it was released to the public at midnight. So we got to do all that on Friday, and it was really, really, really cool. And the whole production was like honestly so mind-blowing that like you literally can't take everything in. Like I had like two drinks, but there was some stuff of the show that I saw on Saturday that I literally didn't even remember happening on Friday. So I'm really glad I went twice. But on Saturday, she sang a song called Holy Ground from Red and a song called False God from Lover, which were, they were good. Not as good as night one though, but like beautiful songs. And then she brought out Ice Spice again for Karma. So she brought Ice Spice out all three nights. But
so for anyone who doesn't know that, and I wouldn't know that if it wasn't for you and Grace, but so at every concert, each night at every concert everywhere, she has a set list, but then she'll play three surprise songs and they're a different three every night. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, no, she plays two surprise songs.
Oh.
But they're different every night, and she doesn't repeat them unless they're on the Midnight's album or unless she messes them up.
Oh.
So she messes the song up, like plays the wrong key or sings the words wrong.
Really?
She, can redo the song like this weekend. She sang a really popular song from 1989 called Clean. And it was the second time she sang it, because the first time she like sang it in the wrong key or something. So she sang it again.
I wonder if anyone even noticed that.
Oh, yeah. People notice, trust me.
Oh.
People have running lists of like what she sings and what she doesn't sing.
No, I mean, did anyone notice she was singing off key?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that was like the only way she messed up or not. I'm not quite sure, but yeah, regardless, yeah. That's what she sang on Sunday.
I'm sure people noticed that too, because probably people that don't like her pick out all the stuff that's bad. So they probably were like, oh my God, did you hear her singing that song?
Yeah, exactly.
It was totally off key.
The production of the stage, I think the budget for it is like $100 million.
Per show?
The production of the stage is crazy. The like stage that she walks on goes all the way through like 3/4 of the floor. And so you can only imagine like how big that is, 3/4 of like the entire MetLife football field. And then the whole stage has projections on it. And so does like the screen behind her, and she changes eras. So she's changing outfits every time she switches albums, which is also insane because she's probably like, I mean, most people in their tour change outfits like three times, if at all. Harry Styles doesn't even change, but she changes not like seven times, I guess. Wow. It is. So
is she not, how do you not get sick? Like she's going, putting on a show like that every single night, traveling, not being in one place for any more than like a couple days, and just in your bus and in hotels. And I can't imagine how the girl doesn't like get pneumonia. Is that such a mom thing to say? But seriously, you know?
No, we wondered that too. Like, well, I'm sure she's taking like all this kind of shit.
I'm sure. She probably gets like liquid IVs as soon as the show is over.
She definitely gets IVs morning and night, and like gets a bunch of sleep during the weeks. But regardless, the fact that she, like, I was sitting there screaming my head off, but I was exhausted. standing for 3.5 hours and then singing and dancing choreography and like entertaining a whole crowd, like it's insane. And she wasn't hoarse at all. And I have no idea after two nights, I felt like I got run over by a car.
I feel like that's even a better question, is how does someone's voice sustain that? I mean, are there things they can take, medications or drinks or whatever, that can help with that? Because almost like, how can you not go hoarse after singing for 3 hours every single night? 3 hours? 4 hours?
Three. 45 minutes.
Yeah, almost 4 hours. That's a long concert. That's worth the money, that's for sure. I don't know that I've ever been to a concert that's been that long.
So good at controlling the crowd. Like, she's so good at like making you feel like you're right next to her, even though you're three stories up.
And probably also making you feel like you're the only concert she's performing, like, forever. Like, she hasn't performed last night, she's not performing tomorrow night. Well, I mean, I don't know all her songs, and I can't say I'm necessarily a fan in the respect that I know everything about her, know all her music and stuff. But if nothing else, nobody, whether you are a Swiftie or not, I completely 1,000,000% respect her marketing abilities and her and the way she pulls a community, like, but mostly her marketing abilities. I mean, she seems like a complete marketing genius, despite even the music, but just how she promotes everything and the concerts she puts on, and it really is incredible.
I mean, she's making like $1 billion from this tour. Crazy. And this tour, just this tour.
It's worldwide, correct? Right? It's, or is it?
She
not?
Doesn't have international dates yet, okay. But she'll go do international.
I see.
She might just have something in the middle of it. I don't know.
So, let's see, what was I going to say? And obviously the stadium, I mean, just also imagine someone that is so famous that they pack a stadium night after night after night, that many people, and probably there could be another full stadium full that would have liked to get tickets to that concert and couldn't.
She broke the record for MetLife attendance.
Wow. Which is what, do you know?
210,000.
For one night or the whole nights. Time? I see. Okay.
Incredible. But that means that the stadium was sold out every single night.
Yeah. Well, we knew it was because she broke the internet when her tickets went on sale. Or she broke Ticketmaster. All right. So that was great. Then also you and Grace. So I didn't fill in that detail. So everyone knows my niece Grace, who we surprised on this podcast, whatever that was, a year ago with Harry Styles tickets. Yeah. But she also was surprised over Christmas. Grace and her mom got to go to Taylor Swift in Nashville. But since you and I both got lucky and got tickets for both night, me one night, you the other, you needed to fill one of the tickets or sell it. And you asked Aunt Abby if she would allow Grace to come to New York to go with you, and she did. So yep. Grace was with you for the weekend, and you guys went to the second night with the two of you and another friend. And yep. But then you went to the ballet on Sunday, and as a reminder, Grace is a ballet dancer who is very, very good. And how was that? Was it?
No, it was really good, honestly. My head last night, I was unloading my washing machine and I turned my head to pick something up and put it in my laundry room, and I freaking smacked face into the door frame of my bathroom.
Owie.
So you can't see, well, you can see the screen.
Yeah, I can see it.
But there's a huge knot on my head from top to bottom right here. And I keep forgetting and I keep going like this during work and stuff. And I'm whatever. Anyway.
I would have cussed and cussed and cussed.
The ballet was really good. I didn't know how I would like it because I'm not a dance connoisseur. But like it was so impressive, and they did Swan Lake for one of the halves.
Okay.
I didn't know what's really I what mean, that meant.
I don't know what it means, but I know that Swan Lake is a famous ballet. That's it.
Yeah, it's a famous ballet. But then I looked up the storyline before they came out. And so I had a little bit better idea, but it was honestly really good. The costumes were really cool. The dancers were obviously so talented.
Is there a black swan in it?
There's a white swan and the rest are black.
Okay, because there was a movie with Natalie Portman called Black Swan, and that's a good movie, first of all, but I think it was about that. I mean, she was.
I think they were like competing for the role of the white swan.
Okay.
The white in the ballet, the white swan is like the main character. She falls in love with like a prince, and she during the day, and then she has to turn back into or during the night, and then she has to turn back into a swan during the day. So like whatever.
Oh, so realistic.
But it was really good. And then we went to a really nice dinner afterwards. We went to an Italian restaurant on the Upper West Side. And it was super good. And then we went and met my friends afterwards and just
nice
hung out.
I guess she got home okay. I never asked or anything. Yeah.
She did. The flight was on time and
nothing everything. Was good. And it's Allie's getting a couple more visitors in like a week. Exactly. Well, a week from tomorrow.
My fire alarm's going.
Oh.
Not my fire alarm, my smoke detector. So keep talking, but I'm gonna turn off my
I can see there's one. So yeah, so Allie is getting Tyler is going out to visit her on Thursday. They're flying out. He and a buddy are going out on Thursday. He wants to go to a Yankee game. So they're going to a Yankee game on Friday, I believe. And then Tyler's never been to New York and neither has his friend. So they're staying with Allie and they are going to, I think they're coming back home on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. So flying out Wednesday, no, flying out Thursday, going to Yankee game on Friday, and then just doing New York stuff Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So Allie's having to take off all these work days to entertain, which I'm sure you don't mind. She's still trying to put out her fire. It's still going off?
No, but I was trying to get the fan on.
Oh.
And I just don't know where anything is.
And she doesn't know where anything is because if you remember, she's in a new apartment. So they're still getting used to it.
It stopped. So that's all that matters. And I turned the oven off.
And turn the fan on in there in your living room or above you.
Oh, yeah.
And then open a window.
It's too hot.
Did you see how hot it is here today?
Yeah.
It's like 85 here today. I mean, that's hot for up here.
What are you guys doing up there?
Everybody's complaining. Everyone's sick of winter, and then we get 85, and I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing.
Everyone's complaining?
Yes. Everyone's like, it's so hot. It's so hot. Fuck. They always complain. 85 or above, and Wisconsiners complain, at least if they're natives.
Also, it's like,
natives
I'm sorry.
Of Wisconsin.
You don't even have humidity. So
we do have humidity, but it's definitely not here now.
Really.
Just today I walked outside at the office and it smelled like Idaho. You know how Idaho smells?
Oh,
it's
I
like
love
that dry.
Smell.
It smelled like that because it is so dry. There's really a lot. There's been no rain here for a long time. So The fire hazard is high, actually, because we haven't
Oh,
had
really?
rain. It's really dry. Yeah, now it's hot too. So, anyway, I'm sure people
Well,
don't care about the Wisconsin weather, but I
excuse me.
saw its coldest. It was only like 70 there, though, right? I compared all you kids'
I know I saw that Huntington Beach was the coldest.
Huntington Beach, California was only 63. All of us Minnesota and Wisconsiners are in the 80s, and you were only like 70 something.
Well, yeah, it hasn't been too hot here. I think that the hottest it's gotten is like in the 80s. So it's definitely nothing to I mean, I haven't complained about it. We had a really good spring, in my opinion. It was like it's been really nice here, and the humidity hasn't been too bad, and the sun's been out so much. We had a few like really shitty days of rain and like thunder and lightning and everything, but I mean, now it's getting to be summer. It's totally beautiful.
Good. We have other big family news. I've tried to talk Kenzie into coming on to the podcast, but she doesn't like to talk on the radio. But it's not really radio, Kenzie. It's a podcast. So you should rethink that. But
Yeah, you should.
Matthew, my stepson, is and his girlfriend, Kenzie, who have been dating for like, I'll probably get this wrong, 6 or 7 years.
Think it's like 5 years.
Is that it? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Kenzie, let us know if we're which one who's right, but they have mud, they have all the things, and we're like, okay, Matthew, well, he proposed last Thursday before Memorial Day weekend. So they're getting married September 7th next year. Did you
Oh,
hear?
wait, they already have a date?
Yeah, she just let me know last night, September 7th of 2024. So put it on your calendar.
September 7th of 2020. How'd they pick that already?
Well, they're doing it at her parents' house. So they didn't really have to book a venue and pay astronomical amounts of money for a venue. So
Is that where the reception is too?
I think everything is, yes.
Wow.
I don't know any other details. That's all I know. But yeah. So congratulations, Matthew and Kenzie and Mud for your parents getting Mud is their puppy. All right. So let's get into Love is Blind. How about that? Unless you have
Sounds good.
anything else you want to talk about anything you want to plug or don't know.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Okay, so Love is Blind. I finished watching it last week, reunion and all. I was surprised. First of all, I was surprised by the number of couples that actually got married.
Me too.
Yeah. I did. First of all, I did not think that Kwame and Chelsea would get engaged.
I knew Chelsea was going to say yes, but I didn't think Kwame would.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree with that. I absolutely. So let's talk about them first. So, what did you? So, I also listened to, so Nick Vile had on Marshall and he had on Micah, like after the reunion, both as guests. And so they talked a little bit about like themselves, but also like the other couples and stuff. And so they had some things to say that I thought were interesting. But from what you saw on the show, what was your opinion of those two? Her individually, him individually, like
Individually, I really liked Marshall.
no, Kwame and Chelsea. Sorry. Talk about
Oh.
Kwame and Chelsea. Sorry. I that
Oh,
was
sorry, you
confusing.
confused me.
Yeah, I was confusing.
Okay, Kwame and Chelsea. I have thought they were cute. I like I'm happy they ended up working out because I didn't have faith that he was going to actually like be committed because of the like whole Micah thing. I kind of felt like he wasn't really taking it seriously, which is fine. I whatever. But I thought he was not going to say yes. And I knew that Chelsea was going to be heartbroken because she really liked him. So I'm glad that he said yes and that they are like trying, I guess, to make an engagement work, because I actually do like them as a couple. I think that like she's a little weird, but he's also a little weird. But I think that like they're good for each other in a way.
So they're apparently just from social media and listening to podcasts that also recap them, it seemed like there was two different camps. There was like the camp that was like anti-Kwame, like totally anti-Kwame, mainly because of the Micah thing. And then there was the camp that thought Chelsea was like a total bitch and that she was like demanding and controlling and like always had like short, like little smart answers and comebacks to stuff he would say, and that she just... Hi, Vanessa.
She said hi.
And like, so there were people that were like not fans of Chelsea either, and I guess it's like that with every couple probably, but okay, we got 10 minutes left, Allie.
I remember their conversation about her being so like snippy, and that was annoying. I think that was an annoying thing, but he like brought it up to her and they talked about it, so I didn't like... I thought that was good communication from him. I mean, I, like I said, I thought she was kind of weird. I thought she was kind of like annoying a little bit, but like, I wasn't mad that they got married. Like,
wasn't either. And I liked her. I thought she, what I thought about Chelsea is that she was too aware of the cameras. I felt like she put on a little bit.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah. I mean, not overly, but I just felt like in moments where I felt like she tried to be funny a lot for the sake of having the fans think she was this funny, witty person. I just thought she was too that, but there was also a conversation they had. It was one time when they were bathing her dog and they were talking about moving to a city. And he was like saying, well, basically I'm making all these sacrifices and you're not making any. And she got real snippy then and was like, welcome to a marriage. It seemed like she said that phrase, like, welcome to what marriage is about. Welcome to a marriage, like 100 times. And that was sort of annoying. But either way, I was glad. It just seemed like he was really questioning it. And I was also glad they were. But isn't it? It's been a year since they filmed. So they've been, all of these couples are now together for a year.
Yeah, I haven't followed who's still together. So,
well, I mean, I just think based on the reunion, because the reunion wasn't all that long ago. The reunion was only like recorded, what, a month, month and a half
ago?
2 months
ago.
2 months ago, maybe. So at least as of the reunion, they were all still together. And they said a couple times on the reunion, something like that. Well, this filmed a year ago. So it's probably even been over a year now that they are, and I'm assuming they're still together. I've not heard anything, but, so yeah, I was happy, and they seemed at the reunion to be like solid. And I thought Kwame had, I don't know, he sort of tried to explain, I guess, the whole Micah thing, and like to, and he apologized. I thought his apology, I don't know if you remember that, but he apologized to her family and everything for that whole scene, that pool scene. But I wanted to say regarding that, Nick asked Micah about that on his podcast, and the way she tried to explain it, like she took accountability for it and was like, it was not cool. I totally get why Chelsea was mad. Like, it was embarrassing. It was obvious this was the case, but she said like she was hammered drunk. And she said also what what people don't realize, and I guess this is the kind of thing that you can't really relate to unless you're on the show, but she said that was literally the first time that I had seen Kwame ever. So, you know, they were almost like he would have proposed to her. So they were pretty close to getting engaged in the pods. And she said, so you go from that to just like ending things to then whatever it is a week later, seeing them for the first time. So it's kind of like emotions sort of come back. And she said it was like, I don't know that she used the word closure, but she said that it was like almost their, I don't know how to verbalize it, but like them almost getting to know each other, having had been so close, but it just was unfortunate that they were both drunk because, or well, she was for sure, because it came off as being like flirty and disgusting to their significant others. But anyway, that was like her sort of trying to explain that, like, and she swore, who knows, like she could totally be lying, but she swore that like once her and Paul were together, she never ever considered hooking up with Kwame or second guessed her decision with Kwame. Even when they were at the pool, she said she was never like, oh, maybe I should have gone with Kwame. She claims that she was absolutely always committed to Paul. So take it for what it's worth. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So what about her? Let's go to her then. So Micah and Paul.
They didn't get married, right?
No. But there was that whole thing on the reunion about him slapping that, like touching that her friend's butt on the way out the door that the cameras caught. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember that? That all came out just in the reunion. So when.
Maybe I didn't watch the whole reunion.
You would have remembered this because they made a big deal about it.
I don't remember this.
So after like he said no and she goes back to whatever room that is and she's crying and he came in the room to like want to talk to her and she was just like I don't want to talk to you, please just leave, like it's over, so just leave me alone. And finally she convinced him to leave. In the meantime, like her bridesmaids and her mom had come in the room too and they were all standing by the door. So when he left, he like leaves and like he has to go to the right to go out of the door. And one of her friends was standing like right by the door. And these are like the hardcore people that catch this stuff. I never would have caught it in a million years, but his hand comes out to the left and like touches what looked like right in the area. Her mom is kind of blocking it, but his hand sort of touches his friend's like butt hip area. And then right after that, the friend is like going, like they show her smiling real big. And so you don't know for sure whether she was smiling because he slapped her ass or if it was, I don't know, he didn't slap her ass. But he says, so they brought that up. Apparently, like, again, somebody put that on social media and it went viral and everybody's like, oh, he's this douche who's now going to try to go after her friend. So they address it and they asked him about it at the reunion. And he said, I mean, completely, obviously he denied that it was anything. And you know how sometimes whenever you're like in a crowded place and you want to get by someone, so you kind of like touch their shoulders a little bit, like, oh, excuse me, I want to get by you, you know, but you just lightly touch them. He claimed that that's what he was doing, that he was just lightly touching her hip because he was like, oh, excuse me, I'm wanting to get out the door. But she was not even in the way of the door. And so people were like, that's a stupid ass excuse. Anyway, I was going to ask you what you thought about that, but you haven't seen it. So,
well, do people think that, like, were people claiming that, like, he assaulted her?
No, not assaulted her, but they were like, oh, you just broke up with your fiance. Now you're flirting with her bridesmaid friend immediately as you're walking out the door.
I like doubt that. I like really doubt that.
I mean,
you have to be stupid.
And Micah on Nick's, because Nick, of course, asked her about it because Nick thinks that he did do it on purpose. But Micah said, Paul. She said, I just knowing Paul, that's not really his like speed. That's just not really him. So she said, I don't think that's what it was. But like the more she was on his podcast, the more they kept convincing her that that's what it was. Anyway, whatever. They're not together, so it doesn't matter anyway. But I'm not surprised they didn't get married, though. I didn't think that they probably would.
Oh.
Oh, you're seeing it?
Yeah.
What do you think? So, yeah, Google it if you haven't seen it. What did you Google?
Know.
Paul touching girl's ass, or would you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
I don't
very.
know. You can, literally no one's gonna ever know.
Exactly. Hey, I'm gonna send you a new link. It's gonna end in less than a minute, so I'll
okay.
be right back. Okay. What did you think of her friend, Shelby?
She was annoying.
Wasn't she such a bitch to him at that when she first met him?
She just wanted screen time. That's
yeah.
all.
Also, she was hammered there too. Like, she couldn't, I could barely understand her. She was slurring so bad. She was so
I'm just
hammered.
Like, if I was on a TV show like this publicly, I would never get to the point where I don't like have control of what I'm saying, because like you're just embarrassing yourself. Like no one's gonna be like, oh, I really agree with her.
Yeah, and what? Never, never on any reality show has someone gotten hammered drunk and been like, oh, I really loved how I acted when I was hammered drunk. I was really portraying the real me. It's
I mean,
gross.
no one would want a camera following them around on a Saturday night out. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Except now you have a bunch of hot young people around you. It's weird.
I couldn't, and her reaction, and again, like Micah tried to explain on Nick's podcast that so much, and Marshall said this too, and they both said you just have to also, just like any reality show, have to take some of it with a grain of salt because it's definitely edited, you know, like you,
yeah,
like you,
I'm
they
sure.
have to pick and choose. Like she said at that party where Shelby was a total bitch to him, she said that Shelby wasn't the only one. She said he really got grilled by a lot of her family members, actually, and they asked him a lot of tough questions. I don't know that they acted like so obnoxiously as Shelby did, but she claimed that also they filmed a lot of other scenes with Shelby, like of her just hanging out with them, where they were totally getting along fine and great and everything, and you never saw those. That's
of
what
course
she's
not.
that's what she said.
No,
so
I thought she was being rude.
Yeah, she was terrible. And then also whenever he said no at the altar and Chelsea, I mean Micah ran out, the reaction, she like laughed. She was like, laughed, and she was like, oh, I'm so glad that happened. Or
I
something
know.
Like that.
I remember that. I was like, ugh, I did not like her. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
About her.
But they were, I didn't mind them, but I thought they had such a friend vibe. Like they did not seem affectionate at all, and all they did was giggle with each other. Like I felt
Micah,
like it was,
and what's his name?
What,
are you
Paul?
talking about Micah?
Micah and Paul.
Okay, cool. I wasn't sure who you're
talking
about.
Yeah, they just giggled. All they did was giggle with each other. I just felt so like not a
real.
Well,
she would giggle with him.
Well, I guess.
She like laughed at everything he would say, like all the time.
Yeah.
And I was always like, that was actually one of our comments where we were like, stop laughing. It's not funny.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're just, it felt like so obviously filling an awkward silence. Like, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't like that. And that was another thing she said, because Nick brought that up. He said he felt like they never really showed affection to each other. And she said, I know. And I hate that, because she said, we actually did. We actually were a pretty affectionate couple, but literally they never, like she said, I don't know if they did that on purpose or not, but it looked like we were the most unaffectionate couple together. But she again claims that stuff just was never shown. I don't know.
I like don't think that that can be true, because like I get that not all of it is shown, but like it's not like The Bachelor where it starts out with 30 people. Like, well, I guess it starts out with more people, but like Micah was always one of the top people on the show, and I never felt like the whole time that they were ever affectionate towards each other.
Yeah,
so
I
like
mean, I agree.
I don't I think if they would have been any kind of affectionate, there would have been some scenes that, like, we saw them, like, being cutesy. But, like, when they got in bed at night, I was like, are they even going to touch each other?
I know.
That's, like, what, there's no, like, obviously I would say that, too, if I was on there, just because I wouldn't want it to look like I never liked the guy. But, yeah. Like, I just kind of feel like that's, like, how it was. I think that, like, it was in Micah's best interest that he said no, because I just feel like if he would have said yes, that there, it would have been such a slow, like, I just didn't feel any passion. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's and like, it just felt like very like, okay, yeah, like, I guess this could be someone that you like, maybe date for 6 months and then realize that you're better off as friends. But, like, that's not what this show is. So, I don't know. I just feel like, ugh. It kind of gave me the ick a little bit.
I guess it was good. She says she truly didn't know that she was going to do, like, turn it back on him. You know how they asked her if she was going to say I do, and she said, I'm going to answer after. I'm going to let Paul asked.
I really
first.
Liked them him do that.
I liked that she did that, and she said she did not plan that at all. She said she literally made that decision in that moment, and that's why, because she was going to say yes, obviously. And
well, and yeah, that comment made me know she was going to say yes, but she wanted to see what he would say without
like
him knowing. There's so many. She wanted to know what he would say without him knowing what she was going to say.
Right, because she
he
said
knows that we know that I know that we know that she knows that we know that we know that they know.
Who's on first? She said that.
Oh,
she was,
I just rubbed my face again.
She, poor girly. She said she was afraid he was going to say yes. Just be. Are you still there?
Yeah. Oh, can you hear me?
What happened?
Is my camera off?
Yeah, I guess. But
sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see you. Oh, there
sometimes
you are.
Sometimes my camera goes in and out when on my laptop. It's very odd. I don't know why.
Okay.
Like if it needs to. Sometimes when the connection's bad, if it needs to get better audio, it turns off my camera to use less stuff.
Gotcha.
So don't be surprised if that goes out.
Okay.
I can still hear you.
Yeah, she didn't want him. I said that already. She didn't want him to say, because she said she really thinks that if she would have said yes, he might have said yes just because he felt bad. And she didn't want that either. Like, she was pissed, but she didn't want.
Yeah.
But she wanted a true answer.
Yeah, I like think that is, I would probably do that if I was in this show, because like I don't have the trust in another person. Like, I don't want to look like a fool up there. I like want to give them, like, I love that move. I thought that was so like powerful in a way, because she was like, I'm not gonna sit here and say yes to you and look like a fool if you're gonna say no. So like, I'm gonna give you the opportunity to choose me, and if you don't, like, that really sucks, but at least I didn't say yes.
Yeah.
But regardless, I really liked that move, because nobody's ever done that.
No, that was really good. I did like that move. Okay, let's go to Zach. First,
I have a quick question. Can you hear this rapping in the back?
No.
That's good, because it's incredibly loud. There's someone rapping.
Out your window?
Like, very loudly. Like, it sounds like it's like just on the street.
Well,
it's been happening for ever since I was in my room. Anyway, sorry. Glad you guys can't hear that, because
I kind of would like to hear it.
Anyway.
Zach. Zach and Idina.
Zach.
And then Zach and Bliss.
Oh, I think
the debacle that was Idina. I mean,
why are you guys, you already know my opinion about her. We already talked about her. They needed to break up. It was weird.
Yeah. She was terrible.
But I just like, Are Zach and her still together?
Yes. Bliss. Zach and Bliss, yes, they are still together.
I guess that's good. And to be honest, I want to act like I'm going to sit here and act like I wouldn't do the same fucking thing. But I definitely probably would do the same thing if I was actually in love with someone. But she, what, that's
do,
a...
Do what same thing?
Like, take him back after he rejected her.
Oh, gotcha.
It's a,
okay.
It's a, in a way, I feel like people could be like, Bliss is so stupid for taking him back. But, like, you have to think about it in, like, a normal person standpoint where, like, in my opinion, if it was me, every girl would like to be like, oh, I would never take him back after that. But, like, think realistically. This was a show that they had never seen each other. They didn't have to, no matter what you say, physical connection and, like, sexual attraction is important in a relationship. That's half of it. Like, you can like someone's personality, and yes, that can make them more attractive. But if you're not, like, if you still, after you get to know them and love their personality, are not like, oh, I, like, am really attracted to you, even if it's not like, I think you're the hottest person in the whole world, like, whatever, that matters. And, like, they had never seen each other. And so he purely went off of 3 days of getting to know someone. And even though they had a lot of conversations, like, think about dating in the real world. Like, if you go on a third date with someone, like, you know them, because they probably went on, like, what was equivalent to 3 dates.
Right.
Spent, like, 3 full evenings together. And in the real world, you could know that person after 3 dates, but you definitely wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't, I guess I can't speak for everyone, but I'm not going to be able to be like, this is the man I'm going to marry.
Right.
In real life, that would be literally crazy.
Right.
And so I can't necessarily blame her for taking him back, because, like, and him for asking her back, because it's like, okay, let's talk about it in real life terms. We went on our third date. I denied her for another girl I thought I had a better connection with. I got to know this other girl, met her in person, didn't like her as much as I thought I did. And now I'm going to go back to someone that, like, I went on a third date with and I didn't have any issues with. I just felt like I had a stronger connection somewhere else. If I was that girl, I'd be like, yeah, like, that's fine. Like, you didn't really screw me over. Like, you broke up with me.
Right.
Not like he ghosted her, like, in real life terms. Like, you know what I'm saying? What
right.
That would be like.
Or had an affair on her, really.
Right.
Or...
Like, he gave her an explanation, and, like, it was, she got closure, he got closure. And so, like, I think that, like, the whole thing was amicable in the sense that, like, the relationship wasn't 6 months in and he didn't cheat on her.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, we went on 3 dates and, like, I picked someone else, but that didn't work out. And, like, now let's give this another shot and there's no pressure, you know?
Yeah, right.
I'm happy that
it was also
them. He's not my cup of tea, but.
No, same. And he got this good edit and seemed like everyone loved him. But I was like, he would have given me the ick, like, the second I met him too, to be honest. Like, as far as Idina is concerned, like, I don't know, but what it was specifically, I can't, like, put a finger on it, but I was not a fan. I mean, I know he got a good edit, like, and I think he got a good edit because Idina was such a bitch to him. And so it was like a sympathy vote sort of, but I don't. And then I thought he was super annoying on the reunion. Like, they kept telling Idina that, like, he forgave her, but then he was like, did you notice him plugging his Instagram like twice? He was like, well, I forgive you, but, like, I have the receipts for some text exchange that went on between her and someone else. I don't know about him. And he was like, so if you want to see the receipts on that, then go to my Instagram. It's on there now. Like, okay.
Yeah, okay. Plug your personal brand.
Thank you. Well, and my Instagram handle is, I mean, that was super tacky, I thought.
No, literally.
And she was a total bitch. I was glad that she, again, took accountability like Micah did. I'm sure she watched it back and was horrified. At least she acted like she was. So maybe, you know, maybe she, you know, maybe can better a person to see themselves being like that. And then, but I just thought she was so over the top with it, especially since supposedly she was bullied in, like, grade school or high school or whatever the hell it was. whatever. I'm not a big fan of Bliss. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I not on camera again?
No, you're not on camera again.
Oh, sorry.
So anyway, that's them. But, you know, so then you flip to Marshall, and that was also a situation where she jumped to Josh, who was her second choice too. But like,
she was a little bit of a different story in my opinion.
Yeah.
She did not have her head on, not head on straight. She might have her head on straight in real life, her love life and what she expects and wants from people. She needs to do a little soul searching still, I think.
She just was all over the place. She was,
yeah,
like,
that's what I mean.
Wow.
And I don't want to give her the benefit of the doubt that, like, she, it seems like she kind of has like a hard family life. So, and not that I'm I'm going to psychoanalyze the situation, but I could be completely off. So I want to make that clear. But like, usually when people have hard family lives, that comes out somewhat in their love life. So I'm sure that has something to do with it. And that, like, she's scared. From what I could collect, it seemed like she was scared to commit herself fully to something. Like, she was talking herself out of it and like coming up with reasons of why Marshall like wasn't the guy for her. And then like, and the reason that I think that is because like the guy, Josh, right? That's mm-hmm. What was the name?
Yes.
He just seemed like such a douche.
Yeah.
And typically like what usually happens is like the girls that are fucked up in the head are like, the nice guy's giving me the ick and I'm going to go for the douche that like did one extraordinary love bomb. And then like 2 weeks later, it's going to be like, oh, I don't actually know this person. He's putting no effort into me, but like, whatever. And I don't know. I think it was like somewhat immature. And like, I loved Marshall. I didn't ugh, like really see conversations on social media about like the characters that much. I saw a little bit about our Irina, but I don't think my algorithm picked up on that. I was watching Love is Blind. And so I didn't really see a lot of opinions about it. And I didn't really talk to that many people about it. So I don't know what the consensus on Marshall is, but like, I really liked him and I really felt like he was a very genuine person that was like actually really trying to make things work and like was so, so nice and understanding. And I just think that like she wasn't ready for that. And I feel like she kind of said that like when they were in their suite and she had that whole panic attack about it. Like, I feel like subconsciously, she was not ready for someone that actually was like, okay, I'm going to have to settle down with this person and figure out a way for like my life to work with like a steady person, because this person isn't someone you just like mess around with. It's like a husband. And then like went for the safer option of someone that like you fuck around with, like, yeah, Josh, that she doesn't actually have to make a commitment in her life to, not just in like, oh, I have to commit to dating him. But like, from what she made it sound like, she would have to like figure out a way to like split time and make, because her family's so important and blah blah blah. So I just feel like she copped out in my opinion.
She copped out, but she was also mean about it. You know?
Yeah, she like the whole man thing was that.
Yeah, she emasculated him so bad, and like, and he kind of went into that on Nick's podcast too. But to address like people did love Marshall. Like they like that was okay. The consensus. The only thing people didn't like was when he told her she was like a project.
Yeah, that came out wrong.
Yeah, it did come out wrong. And he didn't really explain that specifically. Nick asked him a different question. And he said just in general in life, with not just with girlfriends, but with friends, with family, you know, how people are fixers and they don't know how to just like listen. He said he in life is like a fixer, and he like, if someone comes to him with any kind of problem, he wants to fix it or fix them or help. Yeah. And so he said he admitted that he really that
he does think that that attracted him to her because he felt like he could help her because she did have like family issues and stuff like that. So he just did not verbalize it very good whenever he called her that. I mean, it probably is literal kind of, but yet he shouldn't use that word. So, and then he backed it up and said, like, that's kind of what I meant by project when I said that to her, but I know I did not say that right. But he also addressed the sex thing. And he said that that was completely like, he said, first of all, they were in arguments all the time. And she was like leaving the house and not wanting to spend time with him. And then admittedly on the show, she talked about how she was like, he talked about this, how she was having her period for like a whole week of the show. So they couldn't, or she didn't want to, they did whatever, they chose not to because of that. And he said that all that whole part about her saying, we never have sex. It's true. Like never have sex. Like when you think of like a married person, like if they say they never have sex, that probably means they like have sex once a month, you know, and they've been together like 2 weeks. So say in one of the weeks she couldn't. So to say we never have sex, maybe they had it every other day. Like, what does that actually mean? Anyway, so he kind of explained that. And, but yeah, I felt sorry for him. I hope he like, I don't know. I to me, her and Josh feel better together because Josh seems like dirt. He seemed yucky to me too. And I think also him being so drunk did not put him in a good light as far as the show is concerned and the fans either, because he could barely speak that night at that party when they first saw each other again. So I feel like the fans don't like either one of them or them as a couple, but maybe they're better suited anyway.
Well, she wasn't on the reunion, right?
No, but they zoomed in with Vanessa Lachey, which was a total cop-out, I think, on their part. And a total cowardly move to not show up. What did you think of Vanessa Lachey? She got a bunch of hate about how she acted on the reunion. Did you think she was bad or did you not mind it?
Well,
or don't you remember?
The more we talk about it, the less I think I finished it. I know I started it. I want to say I stopped watching it maybe because it was boring.
I didn't think it was necessarily boring. I thought she was she was way more opinionated than a host should be.
Okay.
You know, like a host should be.
I think I've heard that.
A host should be just like navigating the conversations and navigating the topics and jumping from one topic smoothly to the next, not being super opinionated and like, having your like making it very well known to what you think about it. I don't think that's people were calling for her for their departure from the show. And they had some kind of like petition signed with 22,000 signatures or something. Because
I do remember hearing at work that when it first aired, a couple of my coworkers watched it that night. And I do remember hearing that people didn't like how they hosted the reunion.
Yeah. And like it was mostly her. He barely got a word in, honestly. To me, he was better at just like listening, which is to me what a host should do. Like when you watch a Andy Cohen Bravo reunion, that's what a host should do. You know, they should just like what's the word? Precipitate? That's not the word.
Facilitate.
Thank you. Facilitate the conversation. And then if it gets out of hand, get it under control. They shouldn't like shoot their mouths off the whole time.
Totally. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, what did you like it over a lot? How'd you compare it to the other seasons?
Wait, we didn't talk about the last couple.
Yeah. I feel like it's because they were like Tiffany and,
yeah, I was literally just going to, when you asked, I was literally just going to say,
sorry.
The only thing I have to say is that they're perfect.
Yeah, they're perfect. They were perfect from the beginning. They
found their soulmates.
Yes. They'll have kids probably like the first couple to have kids. Like, I don't think anyone ever, ever, ever doubted that they would get married from the very beginning.
No.
The cutest.
She is so sweet to her.
Oh, so sweet. And I love their, like, they were so cute, like funny. like kidding funny together.
Yeah,
I
like
love
they're
them.
very natural around each other, I thought.
Totally.
From literally like the very beginning too.
Totally. From the very beginning. I thought it was, you know, she was the one that fell asleep on him in the pods.
Yes.
Which is so funny because
right,
they make fun
I
of that
forgot
several
about
times.
that.
But which makes it even better. Like, I don't know. I just think that's so cute.
No, I agree. They were great. I knew they were going to get married. I think everyone did, but
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah, more
All
people
right.
definitely got engaged than I thought.
Yeah, I think that's the most that ever have got. I didn't watch the first two seasons, but I don't think that many got engaged on the first two seasons.
Well,
If
I watched the first season or maybe the second season. I've watched two seasons, including four.
I watched
But
three and I watched three and four, and I watched part of two.
I really liked this season. I thought it was actually really good.
I did too. I had no problems,
Yeah, I think it
like
was the
wanting to
first one
watch
that
it.
I like wasn't bored during
Yeah.
it. It was really good. I think they did good.
I
The
think they're
drama
getting.
does matter.
I think that they are getting the hang of it. You know, like they always say that, like a
I
reality
agree.
show takes the production takes a while to like get the hang of how they want to, you know, show things and all that. But yeah, I'll definitely watch it. Have you
Yeah.
watched Selling Sunset yet?
No, I haven't, but my roommates are watching it, or like Vanessa's watching it on her own.
I mean, you
What?
don't get our Netflix anymore. How are you going to watch Netflix?
Oh, I know. I had to buy my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm not paying $14 a month for Netflix. So now I have ads.
Oh. What do you pay?
Stupid. $7.
That is stupid. Like, how often do they show ads?
Kind of like Hulu. You ever watch Hulu?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's not the end of the world. It's like what I mean,
It's very
it's what
much a
everything, it's very
first world
like,
problem.
well, I mean, my whole life I watch TV with commercials. So
Right.
like I can definitely live.
Right.
But I just think it's kind of bullshit because I know it's just another way for them to make money. And they're already making new money because they're making everyone get their
Yeah.
own Netflix.
Right.
So like also, in my opinion, the reason everybody likes Netflix more than Hulu is because the commercials. And now Hulu is taking all the good shows from Netflix, so Hulu's just gonna win. I don't know why.
What
What
I
kind of
think they
marketing tactic is that?
why couldn't they just make there be a certain number of like users?
Well, I
Somehow
don't really get why they couldn't, if they're gonna do the whole IP address thing, I don't understand why you couldn't have three IP addresses. Because, like, quite frankly, Netflix, you're not the fucking government. You don't get to decide whenever a parent wants to stop parenting a child. And I pay for everything else. And the only joy I was being brought was when I would get to log into my.
Oh, wait. Muted. You muted. You're muted.
I'm muted.
Now you're not. Just when
Well,
you said the only joy I got out of life was mute.
Was getting to log into my parents' Netflix account for free.
Yeah.
So it's just I think it's so dumb because like think about specific situations. Think about kids in college who have no money.
Yeah.
They're not paying, you can't trust those kids to pay bills. You want an 18-year-old to play a monthly Netflix bill? Yeah, you're out of your damn mind.
Yeah, I don't get
you
that
want
either.
like also it's like, what if I'm not living like Grace? What if she's not living with her parents for the summer and she wants to log into their Netflix? She's 16. What if they're on vacation and they want to log into their computer and watch Netflix and
Well, that's what I want to know. Like, what if dad and I go somewhere and we want to watch, which we did when we were in Bora Bora, we logged into my computer and watched some episodes of Better Call Saul
that's what I'm
on
saying.
my
It's
Netflix. So
stupid.
will like, do they somehow know that our device is based on our IP address here? on our laptop, or are we just never going to get watch Netflix other than in our house? That seems not realistic either, because people stream on so many devices. That can't
I
be.
actually don't know.
I'm gonna try it.
The IP address associated with your name or your identity, because you know how that kind of stuff works. Yes, you probably don't want to look into that, because it'll probably freak you out.
No, exactly.
But either I was kicked out the minute you texted me. Great, I left to go to the concert, and Grace texted me and goes, "You're logged out of Netflix. What's your username?" And I was like, "Fuck." So I literally had to buy Netflix so Grace could watch it.
Oh no!
Which we need it anyway, because I watch it with that. We don't have cable.
Yeah.
We don't have any cable. We watch Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, and Prime. So, Hulu. Well, Hulu's mine, so you're logged into mine. You better not get any ideas, because you'll be kicked out of my Hulu, so you'll feel my pain.
And
HBO Max, you better not get any ideas.
How long is it going to be before HBO Max people just call it Max now? You know that, right?
That'll take so long.
Isn't it dumb? Why would you do that? Because actually HBO...
HBO like, must not be the... Somebody must have bought HBO out.
I think that was okay. I think I actually Googled that, and it was something like that.
I'm sure they still have some type of ownership over it, but I'm sure someone bought like the actual rights to HBO. I don't know what happened, but I'm sure that's what had to have happened.
Yeah.
Because it's not purple anymore either. It's blue.
Yeah, it's weird.
Prime, Jesus, take the wheel, please. Please never take Prime away from me.
Have you watched Air yet?
No, my roommate did though.
It's free too.
Yeah, my roommates watched it when we went to Taylor Swift on Saturday. It's Olivia so good. And Vanessa did at least.
The best soundtrack.
Really?
Oh my God. It's 1984. So they play all 1984 music. And it's, I was just like dancing in my seat the whole time. It was so good, but the movie itself is really, really good.
No, me and Vanessa last night watched what's it called? Crazy Rich Asians, which is have you seen that?
Well, yeah, I watched it with you. And that when I watched it with you was like the second time you saw it.
Oh yeah, and then I watched it when I was in New York again, and then last night me and Vanessa both were scrolling and we were about to watch Ocean's 11, and then I was like scrolling because I was like, I don't know if that sounds like exactly what I want to do. Deep, 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 deep. And then it was that movie, and I was like, that's what I want to watch. It's so good. It never gets old.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
But no.
All right. Well, I'm going to end ALLE because we're getting to be like almost up with this segment. And also, my meatloaf is beeping in the oven.
All right. Well, go get your meatloaf because, thank you. And I'm done.
Thank you for being my co-host again.
You're welcome.
And tell everybody out there that you have to help me come up with some more Rose interviews.
I was just going to tell you. My coworker Lara said that anytime you want to recap a Vanderpump, she's in.
Okay. Sounds good.
Because she loves Vanderpump.
Okay.
So does Laura. So keep. Okay. I'm sure Laura would do an interview with you.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, love you. Have a good weekend.
You know who else might do an interview with you?
Who?
Addie. Because Addie religiously listens to this podcast. So I'm sure she's going to be hearing it.
Hi, Addie.
So
thank maybe, you.
So maybe okay. Ask Addie.
All right. Sounds good. Maybe we could do like a Zoom, a three-way Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Love you. Thank you.
Love you
have
too.
A good week.
You
too.
Bye.
Well, thanks everyone for staying tuned in if you're still with me. As usual, if you could go give me a 5-star rating, just punch a little quick review in. It's not hard. It just takes a minute. It helps me out a lot. Let me know what you think of today's episode. Let me know potential guests you might like to hear. Just give me input. Would love to hear from you. Hit follow, subscribe, tell your friends, all the things that you do for podcasts you like. I'll let you know what future weeks have coming up. But in the meantime, and as usual, I'm ending with a Bible verse. This one is Psalm 73, verse 26, and it is, My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.